So those are some of the characteristics. There are others. Characteristics such as being inner-directed and welcoming the unknown, and so on. One of the great, great lessons I had to learn in my life was as a school teacher. And it also overlaps into being a parent. There was a Swiss psychiatrist whose name was Jean Piaget. And Piaget would teach a group of students, and this was the great lesson from Piaget. He would teach a group of students, he would present them with a lecture method, all of these, let's say they were teaching Spanish or chemistry or whatever. And they would present the lecture method, which is the way most of us discipline our children and talk to our children, through lecture. And then he would find at the end of the marking period, there would be what they call a normal bell-shaped curve of distribution. 68% approximately in the middle, C student, C plus, C minus, another 14% or 13.6% as Bs and 13.6% as Ds, and then another 3 or 4% as As, so you would have a distribution. There would be As, Bs, Cs, Ds, and those who didn't get anything, all right? And it would spell. Then he would take the same group of students, and instead of using a lecture method, they would use a visual method. They would just show pictures, and they would do it through drawings and so on. And then they found out at the end of the marking period that there was the same distribution, except that there were different people in the genius range and different people in the didn't get anything out of it range, and a whole new group of Bs and a whole new group of Ds. Then they would take another method, and they would instruct them on, say, just using sounds or just doing drawing or any other method that they, maybe just hands-on involvement or whatever. And they would have another distribution. It would always be the same, but you'd have new people in the various categories. So that there's a genius in every single one of you. Everybody watching, everybody in this on this planet has a genius in them. You just have to know what method to use to reach them. Great coaches know this. There are some people that some people will say, well, all you have to do is just discipline them. Just send them into the room and tell them that, and that works for some. And for some, that's the absolute worst thing that you can do. Some people, you can tell them, look, you got to do 40 push-ups. And if you don't do the 40 push-ups, you're not, and that'll work. And others, that'll just send them away. You've got to know how each person reacts and treat everyone different, including yourself. Including yourself. There's a genius in you. All you have to do is find the method. I'd like to conclude this program. There was a woman who went to a seminar, and she was looking for, I guess, a way to find more enlightenment in her life. And at the end of the seminar, she was asked to write a story, her autobiography. Only she was given a 5x7 card. Her name is Portia Nelson, so that she didn't get too wordy. And this is what she said, and I think there's great wisdom in this, and it really summarizes this program. She said, chapter one of my life. I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I am lost. I am helpless. It isn't my fault. It still takes forever to find a way out. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place. But it isn't my fault. And it still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's a habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4 of my life. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. Another street. And another street is a street in which you know that your purpose was put into your heart when you showed up here. There are no accidents. See, every one of us have this choice. We wake up every morning, we open the curtains, we look out, and we can either say, good morning, God, or good God, morning. It's up to you. God bless you, and thank you. Thank you very much.